Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh said, have courage, and leave it to me. Well, I will not forsake you. I'm gonna hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. All evil surrenders at the master's command. Well, just trust in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. In this life before us, many trials we face. You know we're tested and tempted to give up this race. But then I hear Yahshua whisper, let me hold to your hand. For there's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. All evil surrendered at the master's command. Just trust in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over. Trust in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land.
Died that I Lift up Kodesh and in one accord.
with a promise to fulfill. A rugged state he bore at Calvary's knee, and for my sins he Father. Thank you.
worship part of the service. Okay, let's get into the message, all right? It's called God Longs for Us to Know His Voice. One of the most scandalous truths of the gospel is that our Creator longs to be encountered by His creation. God longs to meet with us. His greatest desire is a relationship with us. I can't fathom why God, of all the holiness and goodness, makes Himself available to us, but it's the powerful truth of Scripture. God is pursuing each of us with His relentless love, seeking out those who might respond to His open invitation by opening the door of their hearts to Him. My prayer is that in response to God's desire to meet His people, we would be those who say yes to centering our lives around His nearness. May your week be marked by the reality of God's presence of love. I spent much of my life as a believer thinking that God was silent, or at least only spoke through the Bible, others in situations. While God most definitely does speak in those ways, He also longs to speak directly to His children. Scripture is laden with story after story of God's people hearing His voice and responding in obedience from the Old Testament to the New Testament. God clearly speaks to His people. The question before us today is, will we make space to listen? In John 8:47 says, whoever is of God hears the word of God. And John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We serve a God who desires His voice to be known. God is not silent. He is not quiet. Our Heavenly Father longs to guide us, tell us His heart for us, and do life with us. His longing for a relationship with you fills the continual conversation. Hearing God's voice is not only for a select few. It isn't only for Christian elite or those who spend all day, every day, meditating and praying. We as believers hear God's voice first and foremost because He wants to speak to us. We can hear God's voice by grace alone. So what does it sound like to hear God's voice? Through the Holy Spirit, God is able to speak in clearer, more profound ways in a conversation between you and me. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? The Holy Spirit is with you right now. And because He dwells within us, He can speak to our heart. He can speak with words that are given intuition or knowledge about something. He can fill us with peace about a decision and give us feeling of unrest when we are doing something that isn't will. Okay? God can speak to us in ways more intimate and clearer than any other conversation because there is nothing in the way of us and Him. But God will never force His voice on us. He is not a God who yells into the chaos and attempts to drown out all other voices. He is a God of peace and patience who waits for us to open our heart to Him and listen. Take time today to open your heart and acknowledge the voice of your Father. Make space in all busyness to simply listen to whatever He would say. Ask Him any question you have with Him and trust that He will speak perfectly whatever it is He wants to say to you. So may your day be filled with continued conversation with your loving, present Heavenly Father. Meditate on the availability of hearing God speak. Reflect on all the ways He speaks and allow Scripture to fill your heart with faith and to have a conversation with your Heavenly Father. Isaiah 30:21, and your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. So take time to quiet your soul and receive God's presence. Ask Him to reveal His nearness to you. Have faith the Holy Spirit is with you right now. Ask God to tell you how He feels about you in this moment. Ask Him to speak to you anything He wants you to know. Have patience and pay attention to any changes in your feelings or anything in your heart or anything you hear in your spirit. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Psalm chapter 5, verse 3, O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. Luke chapter 11, verse 28, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. While hearing the voice of God can sound a little out there, it's a wholly biblical. Our God is alive and active. He is not distant, and he longs for us to truly know him. Allow Scripture to define your reality rather than past experiences or worldly perceptions. The spiritual is wholly real. Okay, God's presence is real. The fact that he dwells within us, speaks, guides, and gives revelation, heals, and saves us is the reality of all of us living whether we acknowledge it or not. So open your heart to God today and allow him to guide you into a lifestyle of greater communion with him. Live today in the fullness of the relationship available to you in the Holy Spirit. May you hear the loving, close voice of the Holy Spirit throughout your day today as you open your heart to him. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 10. Amen. Well, let's get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this road, okay, not knowing which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from anxiety or depression. Or maybe you suffer from something such more worse, like addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, or overeating, whatever it may be. Okay, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So if he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay, and if you said this prayer, we would like you to please call in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. The 1 key will bring you on. Okay, so you can tell us and the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And because right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Okay, we got a caller. Okay, enough of that. Okay. Okay. All right. Well,
together. If you are weary, and if the weight is heavy for home, let go all that you carry. There is no reason to do it alone. Do not be afraid. Be still just for a moment and let the world spinning without you. Breathe deep, hear your heartbeat. This is the place where we're all become new. Do not be.
Praise and love Yahweh. Help me fix
when we worship, line of Judah rules. Strongholds crumble all around us at the presence of Yahweh.
Bring Tony on so he can read where he left off in Genesis 49, the death of Jacob and Joseph.
Hi, y'all.
I'm back.
Careful, don't spill that.
Okay.
Oh, let's see, where were we? To all of you who want to know, yes, I'm reading it off the internet. Isn't that sad? They actually have the Bible on the internet. I don't have to sit and strain my eyes. Read the deaths of Jacob and Joseph, Genesis 49. And Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, your sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity and the excellence of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of cruelty are in their dwelling place. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united in their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you are, and he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion who shall rouse him. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people, binding his donkey to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his border shall adjoin Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey lying down between two borders. He saw the rest was good and the land was pleasant. He bowed his shoulder to bear a burden and became a band of slaves. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path that bites the horse's heels, so that its rider shall fall backwards. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord God. A troop shall tramp upon him, and he shall triumph at last. Bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield dainties. Naphtali is a deer let loose. He uses beautiful words. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. For there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep and that lie beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb, the blessings of your father. They have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. And these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father spoke to them, and he blessed them. He blessed each one according to his own blessing. Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron, in the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpah, which is before Merom, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham brought with the field of Ephron, the Hittite, as a possession for a burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there buried Leah. The field in the cave that is where they were purchased from the sons of Heth. And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up onto the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him. So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, before your father died, he commanded, saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespasses of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespasses of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am in a place of God. But as far as you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph dwelt in Egypt, and he and his father's household. And Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children of Machir, the son of Machnish, were also brought up on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old. They embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Give you a word of worship. Psalms 14:1-3. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good. No, not one. That's very true in these days. The words of wisdom from Proverbs 3:3-5. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. And I think we know who some of those fools might be and what their legacy is going to be. Thank you for letting me be with you tonight to bring to you the word the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. I'll see you again, possibly tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you, Tony. That was great reading. All righty. All righty. Okay. Alrighty, well, let's play another song. Let's bring on a caller. It should be my brother Don.
Oh, shalom, Kenny.
How you doing, Don?
Oh, brother, I'm hanging in there. How are you, Kenny? How's the weather there, brother? We were supposed to get a hurricane here in Maryland, but luckily where I'm at, it just missed me. So it's not too bad here, brother. How's the weather in San Antonio?
It's hot and humid.
Well, I guess it could be worse. Amen. Kenny, I actually am expecting someone very special to call into your show tonight, but I'm not sure if he's on the line yet or not. I'm not sure either what number he's supposed to be calling in from, so I can't give you any help there. But if you do get some calls, I'm expecting a friend of the show, a good friend of the show, to call in, someone that we haven't heard from in a while. And I think you'd be excited to talk to, brother. So just keep your eye out for some new callers. Amen.
Okay. I've got a 111, and just press the one key.
Oh. Well, bring them all, brother.
Okay. 111, you're on here.
Hey, Kenny, how are you doing?
Praise
I'm fine.
Jesus.
How are you doing?
God.
Pretty good. We've missed you the past few days, but I know you've been real busy planning your event and getting all of that stuff ready and so forth.
No, I ain't planning on doing a meet and greet. No.
No. I'm talking about the invitations that Tony Furtado emailed everybody from Tony Furtado FUCKS @gmail.com.
Tony does not have a Gmail at that address.
Well, no, I'm looking at the email right now. It says, please join us for the annual R-Anal- pool party and synchronized swimming drag queen show starring Tony F. and evil Kenny Knievel, who will be jumping over a ramp over the pool on his motorcycle while in the nude.
Holy Kenny!
Well,
that's a
fake email.
And
Kenny,
I knew you were going to say that, Kenny, because it also said in the email it says this is an exclusive invitation only event. Please do not publicly acknowledge this event on GRM because its existence will be denied by Kenny because Cockblock Governor Greg Abbott will try to shut it down. And if he shows up, we will push him and his wheelchair into the pool. Is your governor wheelchair bound or something, Kenny? What's up with that?
Yes, he is.
He is. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, and also it says, gays get in free. Straight guys and females have to pay $10. That's a little heterophobic, Kenny. But I know that it's. At straight bars, they have ladies' nights, so I'll let that slide. But,
Kenny,
I mean, this is just you're not taking coronavirus seriously, man. You can't be having big pool parties like that.
We're not doing pool parties.
Kenny, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did I not get an invitation because I'm black? Because I'm very disappointed.
There's no invitation. I didn't mail any invitations. Neither did Tony. Okay. No,
this
Don.
Is all
it's not.
Oh, all right. Well, Kenny, let me read some more, and I'll refresh your memory. Okay. It says DJ Horsecock will be doing the music. There will be a petting zoo of animals from Diamond Sea Stables. Free condoms and sausage dogs.
Kenny, I'm glad you didn't invite me. That's too much, brother. Diamond Sea Stables, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, well, you've been misinformed, Bogart. Okay.
Kenny. So you're telling me that y'all aren't going to be playing Monster Penis Ring Toss?
Oh,
we ain't gonna be playing anything.
I would have won that, Bo. I would have won that hands down.
There's not going to be an inflatable butt-powered ship pool ride float?
No.
no busting of penis-shaped pinatas strictly for the beaners. And that's a racist name.
Kenny,
you shouldn't say
Kenny,
beaners. You should say, you know, Hispanic.
Kenny, why did you put that on the pamphlet, brother? That's very racist.
I didn't put anything on no pamphlet.
Brother
okay,
Juan
so Kenny,
was very disappointed.
Kenny, you're telling me that this weekend y'all won't be pinning the cock on the jock?
Oh.
Nope.
No rimming the Texas Ranger?
No.
Oh, that's Kenny, you sound like you'd enjoy that, brother.
No sweaty ball talk?
No.
Dildo horseshoes?
No.
Playing duck, duck, goose with a goose whose anus Kenny just loose?
No.
No fucking of the no fucking of the sheep with Kenny dressed as both feet?
No.
No dog fucking the pug?
Oh,
no.
Lord have mercy. Kenny, this cannot be fake. He's reading this off the pamphlet, man. That's a lot
it's
of
fake.
That's a lot of very, very homosexual activity. Are masks required? I mean masks also rubbers too?
We're not having that event, so it doesn't matter what he's reading.
Okay. Kenny, you have everyone attending must have on with an N95 mask. I mean, that's required, man. Come on. You should require everyone that attends the pool party to have on a mask and a condom.
That's true, Kenny. Gotta be safe, brother. You gotta keep it safe, brother. A lot of HIV out there, brother. A lot of STDs, and you got the corona. Ain't nobody want to catch the corona.
Kenny, can you tell me, I'm looking at it. It says, pin the pistol on the cowboy. Is that like pin the tail on the donkey, or what's the, how do you play that game?
I don't know.
Kenny, I just got a question. Is it true that the Ram Ranch 18 naked cowboys are going to be performing there? I mean, I don't even know
no.
what performing means. I just got a question.
It's
no.
in the email,
somebody.
Kenny. It's listed in the email that they're going to be there.
Well,
Kenny, that is a
ain't
lot of penis.
Gonna be here.
That is just too much penis. Per capita, that might be the most penis in the world, Kenny. It's just too much, brother.
So Kenny, telling me this weekend that you're not playing Put the Dick in Dominguez?
Oh! Turnabout is fair play.
No, we're not doing none of that.
Okay, what about these contests that's listed here? There's a deep-throating dick contest, a wet white brief contest, which is like the gay version of a wet T-shirt female contest. That's not happening, you're telling me, right?
No, none of it's happening.
Kenny, it says here, I just got a private message. It says that you will be teaching the five levels of cocksucking as a course during the party, and you will show
it's a seminar. It's listed right here. Uh-huh.
No.
On the Ram Ranch Cowboys.
No. No.
Kenny,
okay,
it says
let me bring
that
on
that's happening right before the big gay hayride.
Oh,
that's right. It's right here
hayride.
In the schedule of the email.
Wow.
No,
Kenny, that sounds
it's not
great.
Happening. It's not
no,
happening.
Kenny, it's in between the hide. Let's see, what's the name of that game? Oh yeah, Hiding the Penis and Victor Sphincter. That's what it happens
Ooh.
Right before, in between Hiding the Penis and Victor Sphincter and the Big A Hayride is when you're teaching the five levels of cocksucking seminar.
No.
Kenny,
no.
That's a full day, brother. That is a full day, brother. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. That is a full day. Lots of penis. Oh, wait a minute. I just saw Advanced Lube 201 by Pastor Ken Fishman. Oh, Lord. You're teaching a 201 class, Kenny? That's great.
No, I'm not teaching any classes. Okay, let me bring on Ashley. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Ashley, did you receive this email just like me?
I heard. I'm kind of interested in this event you guys are talking about. So,
Ashley, you're breaking up on us. It sounds like you're talking underwater or something. Or at least on my line it is. Is it the same with y'all?
I think it's the mic I'm using.
Oh, Ashley, it's DC2, brother. I was just wondering if you would come back into the Tony Salami room.
Yes, you're missed, Ashley. Please come back.
If I can get an invite.
Amen. I will sit. That's why I wanted you to come back in. Okay.
Consider it done, Ashley. You'll be getting an invite.
That's why I wanted you to call. I wanted to know, you know, if everything was okay. Amen. I'll send you if both one of us will send you an invite.
Know what...
Ashley,
and,
if you get an invite to Kenny's Fagpalooza or whatever it's called, I didn't get an invite, so I don't know what it's actually called. Bo would know, but did you get invited, Ashley?
I don't think I got an invite.
Well,
Kenny,
Ashley, you don't need to attend this because actually I'm looking at the schedule and there's a game that's called Hiding the Age in Ashley's Age. So I would just steer clear of attending this
steer
pool
clear.
Party.
Steer clear.
You don't want age.
Amen. I agree.
Amen.
What?
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for... I appreciate it. I thought I was being very nice. You didn't need to bring the demon out. Lord have mercy.
Oh, no, it's not you, God. It's you trying to give me AIDS.
Oh.
How dare you?
She sounds agitated.
That is a very upset demon, Kenny. You do not want to be possessed by that demon. Hey, Kenny, I have a question, brother. How is the quitting smoking going? Because I have a feeling you're going to be smoking a lot of cigarettes at your Kenny Palooza. I mean, there's a lot of penises
that
are going to be there.
I'm not
going to
have that event, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Kenny, like, do you think coronavirus is a hoax, or what? Why are you doing this, man? You are endangering society.
I'm not doing it.
Kenny,
well,
the helmet
Kenny,
will protect you, brother. The helmet will not protect you.
I know you're going to deny it on air. You know, I know you're doing a wink, wink after you just told me that.
I'm not doing a wink, wink. We're not doing it.
Okay, Kenny, just. It sounds like you're doing the same lying voice as when you told me that Brian was a real person. You sound exactly the same. I can tell when you're lying, man.
Hey, Kenneth, you got another call on 111, brother?
Yeah, we
think,
do.
Because I think this person actually got an invite to your Kennepalooza as well. I don't know what it's called again. I'm just giving it a name, but amen.
Oh, the official name is the annual R-Dash Anal Bash Pool Party and Synchronized Swimming Drag Queen Show starring Tony F. and Evil Knievel, Evil Kenny Knievel, who will be jumping over a ramp over the pool on his motorcycle while in the nude. That's the longest title anyone could ever come up with, but to each his own, Kenny. I mean,
it's very long. It's a title, much like my penis. Amen.
But, yeah, let's pick up some more callers.
Yeah, you know that's fake, Bogart. You wouldn't be laughing if it was true, okay?
No, he was laughing at my joke, Kenny, about my penis, man. Come on, brother. He's got
right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's COPD. I know that cough. Kenny, are you okay?
Yeah, that's Grover.
Oh, Lord. Grover, are you okay, brother?
I'm doing all right. Things are looking up for me now that I got the invite to the annual R-Dash Anal Bash and Evil Knievel Festival with cock-sucking lessons because I've been needing to get the balls drained, and I thought maybe I'll be willing to volunteer.
Okay.
Kenny, wait a minute.
Well,
Kenny, why did you cut Grobo?
Make sure to wear a mask and a condom, and everything will be fine.
Kenny, why did you cut Grobo off, man? He's a man of the people, much like myself. And he's also black.
Yeah.
Bring him back on, Kenny. Come on, brother.
I gotta bring
Doug on first.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, God.
Hey,
oh, no.
Doug, how you doing?
Hey, Doug. Pretty good. Pretty good. How's things in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty quiet, huh? Why are you so quiet now?
Well, it's because you called in home and the show has grounded to a screeching halt, just like it always does.
Doug, you have the personality of wet paint. Did you know that, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're just a fraud. You know that?
Oh,
Kenny,
I'm a fraud.
Kenny, can we mute Doug so the show can be salvaged, please?
Yeah, you better mute Doug.
Please, so the show can be salvaged. He's crashed every show that he's ever called in on.
Kenny, I'm not attacking
Pastor Ken.
Shut up, Doug. Go back
shut
and go
up.
Cave, Doug.
Shut up. Don't
Kenny,
breathe.
I know you,
shut
I,
up. Put on
Kenny,
your mask.
You,
put on your goggles. Shut up. Don't breathe. Shut up. Hide under the bed.
Kenny, can we say a quick prayer
don't
for
breathe.
Doug?
Stop talking. Don't breathe.
He's lost his way, God.
Get under the bed.
Kenny, you got to stop fucking Doug. He's too obsessed with you, man. You guys got to stop fucking. It just
happened.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's what he got to do,
come
man.
On, Doug.
You
got to
do
put
that.
Put his penis. Take it out your mouth. Come on, Doug.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You going to juggle his balls, Doug? Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah. You're a godly guy, aren't you? Huh?
Oh, Doug. Tough guy.
What? Come on, don't stop talking. What, you guys got to put two sentences together.
Kenny, it was a great show.
What about you, a pedophile or something? Oh, you've been touching your kids?
Doug.
Thank God, Cobra Jeff has a new asshole.
How's it going, guys?
How's
pretty
going,
good, man. Can you put Doug in his place, please, Cobra Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
As you always do.
Yeah. Please.
Doug, what are you doing, bud?
Please do that.
I'm just trying to talk to you. What's your problem tonight, Doug?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you when you're talking. You're breaking up.
Oh, really?
You're breaking up.
What is your problem, Doug? Why can't you be normal? Kenny, can you please do something for Doug?
I can't hear you. You're breaking up. I might have to come off Kilimanjaro or something to get some good reception. Hello? Can you hear me?
All right, that's pretty good.
His two brain cells are arguing again.
Did he say that black guy was talking again? That fake black guy? Is that who's talking again? Is that what he said? You're breaking up.
Doug, you're so original. You're an original motherfucker. Amen.
Hey, DC-1 never had a kid, so how are you DC-2? Explain me that one. Oh, that's right.
My father's name was Don, and I'm Don the Second. It's really not that hard to, really understand, Douglas.
He doesn't
but,
know
you
comments.
Know, since, you have the br- since you have the
my name's
power
Zach
of a
Douglas,
retarded midget.
I love how you guys think I'm Douglas. That's great.
You're so funny, Douglas.
Yeah.
Teddy, why do you let retarded guys take over your show?
He's not retarded.
He's very clearly retarded, Kenny.
Yes, I am totally retarded.
We agree on that, Douglas. We agree, brother.
Yes, I agree.
No doubt about it.
I don't know how I'm using this phone right now. Can't figure it out. What are all these numbers and stuff on here?
Doug, I mean, I have to say this. I think that your golden retriever is going to get jealous if you're fucking a pug at Kenny's event this weekend.
Oh, come on. It's fake and you know it.
Yeah.
Your golden retriever is fake, you're saying?
Yeah, that would be fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a lie, but okay.
If I don't have a golden retriever, I guess it would be fake.
Yeah.
Well, we have less than 10 seconds left. I'm going to say good night to everybody.
Good night,
and
everybody.
I would like to say, Doug,
hey, God bless you.
for ruining another show.
And death threats you want. I don't care.
Suck my dick, Doug.
Go kill yourself. Golden retriever.
Kill yourself. Go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
Fuck the golden retriever.
Go suck a dick. Go suck a dick and die.
Put peanut butter on your cock for the golden retriever, Doug. Come on, brother.
Kill yourself.
Hey, okay, show's over, guys.
For all the foolishness.